This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show on the WHL's Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Ahead, a pair of Game 7s and the Hurricanes and Pats advancing. We'll take you back to Medicine Hat and hear from Game 7 overtime hero Tyler Wong. The Kelowna Rockets and Seattle Thunderbirds are head-to-head in the Western Conference Final. Rockets have been led in the postseason by Reid Gardner. He's the WHL and CHL Player of the Week. 12 goals in the playoffs. He'll be our guest. And we'll meet another top prospect for the upcoming WHL Bantam Draft, Winnipeg Seth Jarvis from Rink Hockey Academy. Game 7 drama to close out the second round of the WHL playoffs. In Medicine Hat, the Tigers and the rival Lethbridge Hurricanes going to Game 7, sudden death overtime. Kirk Fraser had the call on the WHL on Shaw broadcast.
Here's Wong up with Minnell. Potential shorthanded break for Lethbridge. Wong is in. He shoots. Scores!
Tyler Wong's OT winner would come shorthanded, pushing the Hurricanes into the Eastern Conference Final. Postgame, Jordy Bellerive giving credit to a total team effort.
Speaks volumes about our team, how resilient we are. You know, anytime something doesn't go our way, we always seem to find a way to dig in. You know, be a team and find scoring from all depths. You know, Dylan Cousins steps up as a 15-year-old, scores a tying goal for us. It's usually how things go for our team. It's everybody stepping up and just such a great group of guys. And, you know, we can't see enough about everybody stepping up.
As for the overtime hero, Tyler Wong joined the voice of the Hurricanes, Dustin Forbes.
Tyler, talk about the Game 7 thriller a couple of nights ago. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. It was probably one of the coolest games I've been a part of. Especially to be able to score that goal was something I'll remember forever. But you know, we just battled. It was we just showed the character that we have in our dressing room, and all the adversity we've come against this year. You know, we've been able to overcome it just by sticking together and coming through and having each other's back. So it was a very cool feeling.
Talk about the overtime winner. Walk us through it, and what went through your mind when you saw the puck go in.
Yeah, you know, their D-man backed off and let me have a lane to the middle. So it was. You know, I kind of saw my lane and I took it, and then their D-man gave me a good screen, and right when I shot it, I knew it was in. So, I was pretty tired after that game, played a lot, but right when it went in, I had suddenly had a sudden burst of energy, and kind of all that tiredness went away, so it was a pretty cool feeling.
How's the confidence? Obviously, you're in the Eastern Conference Final, so I'm sure it's high, but this seems like it's a pretty confident, but also poised and kind of just takes day by day the process.
Yeah, I think that we've matured as a team. I think that we do have the right amount of confidence, but I think we're also going to show our opponent a lot of respect. They're a good team. Regina obviously was number one in the country for most of the year, so we can't take them lightly, and we won't. I think that we will go into this knowing that we can win this series if we play the right way. So that's the confidence you need to have, but also the respect you need to have for your opponent.
Do you kind of feel like maybe there's some unfinished business with what happened last year in the playoffs against these guys, kind of that built-in rivalry just with having played in the playoffs last year and what happened?
Yeah, they're a really good team. They obviously eliminated us last year, so you know, we obviously have a pretty good rivalry with them. You know, both teams hate to lose, and you know, they're standing in our way going to the finals, so you know, we're gonna do whatever it takes to beat them the series.
Season series, you guys split 2 games apiece. They won the first two, you won the last two. How do you think you stack up in the series against the Pats?
I think we stack up well. I think that we're a team that's playing some of the best hockey it's played in all season long, and I think that when we return guys back from injury, and even with the group that we have, I think that we have a hard-working team that have a lot of good players that fit into good roles that suit them very well. So I think that with Stu playing really good and our defense blocking a ton of shots and doing a great job moving the pocket, we're a very hard team to beat. So obviously they have a lot of skill up front that we're going to need to shut down, and they get a lot of offense from their blue line, so that's something we got to watch for. But I think that we you know, it's going to be a really hard fought series. I don't think any team's going to win it in 4 or 5. I think it's going to be a long one, but you know, you never know until you get into it, so we'll see what happens.
For you personally, 5 years with this organization, you've seen pretty much everything a player could see in that span with an organization, 12-win season, you know, missing the playoffs. When you think about being in the Eastern Conference Final at this point, what does that mean to you and maybe Giorgio and Stu, guys that have been around for a while?
It's crazy. You know, you hear about teams like, and you see teams like Kelowna and Portland and Edmonton and teams like that that seem to go to the conference finals every year. And it almost seems unattainable almost because they've had such a stranglehold on those spots in the conference final. And I think that, you know, you always work towards it. You always believe in yourself. But once it finally comes true, you're almost pinching yourself because it feels almost like a little bit of a dream. But, you know, we've worked hard for this, and I think that we belong here, and we're very excited. And, you know, we're not going to be awestruck or anything. I think that we're going to go into this with confidence and hopefully be able to take this series and go into the next round. And it'll be another dream come true.
Tyler, congratulations. Have fun in the Eastern Conference Final. Hopefully lots of hockey left. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Barbie.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week. Playoff edition.
In Regina, the Pats getting past a Game 7 showdown with the Swift Current Broncos, winning on home ice 5-1. Voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, takes us home.
8 seconds. It's been 24 long years. The Pats to the Eastern Conference Championship Series for the first time since 1993. 5-1 the final here in Game 7. What a game! What a win!
Pats head coach GM John Paddock liked how his team took control of Game 7 early.
It was obviously good. It was what you need in a Game 7. Put the heat on them right away. We were really good, did a lot of good things from start to finish.
Goaltender Tyler Brown, as the Pats rallied from a 3-1 series deficit to Swift Current to win 3 straight games and the series.
We knew we weren't ready to go home yet, and, you know, there's been that expectation of making it all the way, and, you know, we know that's there, and we just want to accomplish that, and we knew we could do it. We persevered as best we can, and, you know, it was a real fun series.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week, radio edition.
In the West, two powerhouses in the second half of the WHL season meet in the Western Conference Final, the Kelowna Rockets and Seattle Thunderbirds, for a second straight spring. The T-Birds have looked unflappable in the postseason, entering the series a perfect 8-0, despite missing several top players in both series against Tri-Cities and Everett. The defending Western Conference champions are looking for a second straight berth in the WHL Championship Series. The Rockets, meanwhile, have been led by a trade deadline acquisition. Reed Gardner is the WHL playoff leader in goals with 12, points with 22, and playoff leading 4 game-winning goals. He's the WHL and CHL Player of the Week, and he sat down with voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Reed Gardner is not only the WHL Player of the Week, but he's the Canadian Hockey League Player of the Week for his outstanding play last week in a victory over the Portland Winterhawks. Tell me about, you know, the 3 games specifically, and obviously the Game 5 game where he had 6 points.
I think Game 5 we kind of took over, and for 40 minutes we played pretty good, so pretty happy with my week personally, and I just got to continue it into the third round here.
Game number 5 really stands out. You had 6 points in that game. You probably have never had 6 points, maybe in Pee Wee, but was that the best game you've ever played?
Yeah, for sure. My dub career, I can't really think of anything better games I've had, I think. So I think my career high before that was only 4, so pretty much everything I shot went in. So just one of those nights that lucky enough to get the puck in good spots.
I'm just wondering, do you have the general feel like, okay, every time I touch the puck, good things are going to happen? You're almost like in that zone that an athlete wants to be in?
Yeah, I think so. I think every game I want to try to get into kind of that comfort zone, and right now I'm feeling pretty good, and just want to keep shooting as much as I can and getting good spots to shoot the puck. So my line mates are doing a good job of moving the puck around. But yeah, like you said, I'm kind of in that zone right now where I just want to keep playing well and contributing to the team.
Do you have a deceptive shot, or is it just hard? Why do you think goaltenders struggle as much as they do?
I don't know. You'd probably have to ask them, to be honest. So I think the biggest thing is I want to get the puck off really quick and kind of get them off guard. So and it helps when guys are in front of the net like they have been. So I think just getting the puck off really quick and not kind of holding on to it is a big part of it.
Reed, you were acquired to make an impact in the playoff. You're doing what you were acquired to do. Do you feel good about that? Because you knew that coming in to be a member of the Rockets, you'd have to make a massive contribution because the Rockets paid a huge price to get you.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's pressure I put on myself for the most part. I think I just want to play well every night for the team. And I think about from time to time that the organization kind of put at a high price to get me. So being the first time I was traded, I never really experienced anything like that. So It was a learning curve the kind of first couple of weeks, but now it's just kind of becoming a natural habit, and I just want to play well for the team that I'm playing for now.
What do you think of your team right now as you go into round number three?
I think we're good. We're a confident group right now. I think we'll be well prepared, and playing Seattle twice for myself, they're a good team, so I think we'll match up very well. So I think we just got to focus on the things we can control. I think things out of our control, we have to just kind of let slide and do things we can do the best for our abilities.
Last question for you is, you will not have home ice advantage in this series. You had home ice advantage against the Blazers and against the Winterhawks. Will that be a difference maker?
Playing that rink's never easy. I think their fans are pretty crazy. That rink's pretty loud. So I think first game, especially, we just got to come out and weather the storm and then kind of go after them a bit. So I think we've done pretty well on the road so far in the playoffs, and just got to continue playing a good, smart road game.
Tyler Wong's making it tough on you. Hey, I mean, you both have 22 points. You've only played 11 games.
Yeah, it's good for him. I saw the Game 7 winner, so points don't really matter. I'd rather have a few more wins, so at this time of year.
Okay, Reed, good week, and more success along the way. Make it even better this week.
Thanks, Regan.
Okay, once again, Reed Gardner. He joins us. He's the CHL and the WHL Player of the Week this week. What a week last week for the 21-year-old Marquee forward.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
He's one of the top prospects out of the province of Manitoba for the upcoming WHL Bantam Draft. Seth Jarvis joins us from Winnipeg. Seth, you played with Rink Hockey Academy this past season. You were the leading scorer with your team and maybe the most dynamic forward on the team here as well. Seth, first of all, let's talk about your season. You turned some heads, no doubt, ahead of the WHL Bantam Draft. How did it go for you?
I thought the season went amazing. It was just a great time with the people in the rink and everything. The league was amazing. It was great competition playing with the best players in Western Canada.
Yeah, you played in the CSSHL league and with rink. Tell me about RHA. What's it about, and how's it been for your development?
It's kind of just like any other program. We go on the ice around just after lunch usually, and we work out 2 to 3 times a week. It's our first year in the field for it, but I thought for our first year we did amazing.
Based out of Winnipeg, tell me what kind of a player you think you are there, Seth.
I think I bring a lot of speed and scoring touch to the ice, and I think I can take any role I'm needed to.
You're expected to be a potential first-round pick in the upcoming Bantam Draft in Calgary here. Is there any player that you like to model yourself after? I always ask this question. Who do you look up to? Who do you want to be like?
I look up to Nikolai Ehlers because of his speed and way he can change a game in a few seconds. I think I'm a good leader. I don't lead much by talking. I lead more by example. And I think pretty much once you get used to everybody, everything kind of comes along perfectly and fits in great.
Seth, I was told about your shot. Apparently that's a big part of your arsenal.
Yeah, I like to practice my shot every day. I always ask my goalies where to shoot and kind of how to shoot and how my shot is, and they always say, been one of the best I've ever seen.
All right, well, that's great stuff. WHL Bantam Draft is coming up here in the first week of May. Your thoughts on that, about potentially being a top pick? How do you feel about being one of the top guys in this year's draft?
Oh, it's extremely exciting. It's great to hear that. It's always been a dream of mine to go in the WHL draft alone. But now that I've been hearing that I could go high, that's just the icing on the cake.
All right, well, great stuff, Seth. I know that it's been probably a day you'll be waiting for here for the WHL Bantam Draft as you try to turn your season into that, and appreciate you joining us here on WHL This Week, and best of luck on draft day. Okay, Seth?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And that's the show. Thanks to both Dustin Forbes from the Hurricanes and Regan Bartel in Kelowna for your help, guys. Enjoy the conference finals. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.